I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, August 27th. A Quincy landlord has agreed to a settlement for a False Claims Act violation. 79-year-old Mario Bianco of Quincy has agreed to pay a $15,200 settlement for submitting false claims to the government after receiving side payments in excess of approved monthly rent from a low-income tenant participating in a federal housing subsidy program. The Federal Housing Choice Voucher Program, commonly referred to as Section 8, provides federal funding to low-income individuals to help them secure safe and affordable housing. The Department of Housing and Urban Development provides the funding through local public housing agencies, which establish the total monthly rent due to landlords of Section 8 tenants. HUD pays the housing subsidy directly to the landlords. In return, landlords agree to comply with certain program requirements, including that they will not charge Section 8 tenants rent exceeding the amount set by the public housing agency. Despite the restriction, Bianco demanded and received side rent payments from a Section 8 tenant, who then brought a lawsuit against Bianco under the whistleblower provisions of the False Claims Act. As part of the settlement, Bianco admits to demanding and receiving side payments from the Section 8 tenant in violation of his agreements with HUD. The False Claims Act allows private citizens with knowledge of fraud to bring civil action on behalf of the government. The settlement agreement requires the defendant to pay $15,200 to the United States, and the whistleblower will share in that recovery. A Randolph woman has been sentenced in federal court in Boston for her involvement in a payroll tax avoidance scheme. 56-year-old Lillian Giang was sentenced to 18 months in prison, followed by 2 years supervised release and ordered to pay over $845,000 in restitution. This past April, Giang was convicted following a 3-day jury trial on 4 counts of failing to collect and pay taxes and 1 count of mail fraud. She was indicted in March of last year. Between 2015 and 2019, Giang owned and operated the Able Temp Agency, a temporary employment agency in Quincy that served client companies in Massachusetts. The client companies then paid Able for the temporary employees' work on an hourly basis. Giang deposited those payments into bank accounts in the name of Able that she controlled, then paid the temporary employees under the table through a combination of checks and cash. In doing so, Giang hid more than $3.2 million in payroll and avoided paying more than $800,000 in required payroll taxes. Giang also falsified Able's payroll numbers to obtain workers' compensation insurance at lower premium rates. Stop and Shop announcing it will stop selling cigarettes and other tobacco products at all their stores. The sales of all tobacco products are expected to end on August 31st. The grocer, with stores across Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey, says this is part of their commitment to community wellness. As part of their effort to remove tobacco products in the communities, they'll also host 2 cigarette buyback events at 2 of their stores. People who bring in an unopened pack or carton of cigarettes will receive a Stop and Shop gift card, a bag of healthy snacks, mints, and smoking cessation materials. One buyback will be at the Grove Hall, Boston Stop and Shop location on Blue Hill Ave, and one will be at Stop and Shop's store on Staten Island in New York. Boston police officer John O'Keefe's family filed a lawsuit yesterday against Karen Reed, who's facing a second murder trial next year, and 2 Canton bars where prosecutors said the couple was drinking in the hours before his death. 44-year-old Reed of Mansfield's accused of hitting John O'Keefe with her SUV outside a Canton home in January of 2022 and leaving him to die in a snowstorm following a night of drinking at C.F. McCarthy's and the Waterfall Bar and Grill. Her defense contends O'Keefe, a Boston police officer, was dragged outside after he was beaten up in the basement and bitten by a dog at fellow Boston officer Brian Albert's home in Canton. O'Keefe's family alleges in the suit that Reed's defense outrageously created a false narrative about the case. Family is seeking compensatory and punitive damages. Reed's first trial ended in a mistrial on July 1st, and the prosecution plans to retry the case next year. Last week, Norfolk Superior Court Judge Beverly Canone rejected Reed's request to dismiss two charges, including second-degree murder in the case. In the suit filed yesterday in Plymouth Superior Court, Paul O'Keefe is targeting Reed and the two bars on behalf of his family, including the niece and nephew that his brother cared for. The O'Keefes allege Reed intended the reckless conduct that resulted in John O'Keefe's injuries and death, and allege that the bars negligently served alcohol to an intoxicated person. Additionally, the O'Keefes accuse Reed of inflicting emotional distress on the then 14-year-old niece by waking her up in the early morning and telling the child something happened to her uncle. If the case stays on schedule, the second murder trial is planned to begin on January 27th. The civil suit is not likely to play out before that trial. Two people are facing charges after a fight on the lawn of the Thomas Crane Library in Quincy Center last night. Police say two men attacked a woman and stole her cell phone at about 10:30 last night. Police responded to a woman yelling for help and apprehended both suspects, 21-year-old Jason Gandy, who is homeless, and 26-year-old Chris Lair Fluramond from Essex, were both arrested at the nearby YMCA parking lot. They face charges of assault and battery and receiving stolen property. The 27-year-old homeless woman was not injured. Police returned her cell phone. Police say the suspects and the victim are known to each other. Eight Massachusetts communities are now considered high risk for West Nile virus. The elevated risk applies to Boston and Suffolk County and Abington, Brockton, East Bridgewater, Marion, Mattapoisett, Rochester, and Whitman in Plymouth County. The risk of human infection with the virus is now moderate throughout Bristol, Norfolk, and the rest of Plymouth County, and in parts of Barnstable, Berkshire, Essex, Hampden, Middlesex, Plymouth, and Worcester counties. A total of 262 virus-positive mosquito samples so far this year have been detected. The virus is usually transmitted to humans through the bite of an infected mosquito. There have been two human and no animal cases of West Nile confirmed so far this year. There were six human cases last year. In addition to being at moderate risk for West Nile, Plymouth is also at high risk for Eastern equine encephalitis. In response to that status, town officials said Friday that all public parks and fields will be closed daily from dusk until dawn. Athletic leagues and other organizations using public parks and fields will be prohibited from continuing outdoor activities beyond dusk, and signs will be placed at all public parks and fields enforcing the message. Over 50 shark sightings have been reported off the Massachusetts and New Hampshire coast in the past week alone, according to the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy. Most of the sightings were off Cape Cod and Monomoy Island, but there were some sightings a bit further north. On August 21st, an 8-foot shark was spotted off of Raccoon Island in Quincy, and several sightings were reported off the coast of New Hampshire and Maine as well. On August 19th, a shark was seen off Hampden Beach in New Hampshire. That same day, two sightings were reported off of York Beach in Maine. And on August 21st, a shark was spotted off Agunquit in Maine. The Healy-Driscoll administration announcing $5.9 million in grants to 61 cultural and tourism projects throughout the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism's Destination Development Capital Grant Program, which supports projects that expand, construct, restore, or renovate Massachusetts tourism destinations and attractions. City of Quincy will receive $125,000 to install a new HVAC system at the City of Quincy Welcome Center in Quincy Center. The round of competitive grants is designed to strengthen the state's economy by investing in tourism infrastructure and experiences. Grant recipients will use the funds to expand, construct, restore, or renovate their facilities and attractions. Projects funded in this round will preserve historic town halls, create interactive tourism experiences, and design multimedia exhibits. About 15% of this year's grants will support revitalization efforts in 5 Massachusetts gateway cities, an investment that will help transform the urban centers into vibrant destinations, boosting tourism statewide. Check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 65 points. The NASDAQ fell 152, and the S&P dropped 17. Asian stocks also mixed. The dollar rose. The euro was up. Oil is $77 a barrel. Sports, the Blue Jays beat the Red Sox at Fenway 7-3 last night. Series continues tonight at 7:10. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, partly sunny and a high of 83 degrees. For tonight, increasing cloudiness, a low 61. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid with a high of 85 degrees. On Thursday, partly sunny at a high only 72. Friday, partly cloudy, high 74. The marine forecast calling for 1-foot waves. A west wind at 5 knots becomes southeast later today. High tide 6:38 p.m. Sunrise 6:04, sets at 7:25. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, August 27th.